up above the zone of the ball, 1-0. So Gallison got home on a two-run shot from Aiden Brewer. The 1-0 count. Setting in, and Gallison hits a high fly ball into right field, heading back, and this is off the scoreboard for a two-run shot. Anthony Gallison doubles this lead, and he gets his second home run of the day. 4-0, Wisconsin Rapids. Wow. How about it from Gallison? Smash that ball into the scoreboard, and now Raptors are up 4-0. Five hits in comparison to one. So Kyle Carlson, who lined out to second, his first time up. Two runs in the second, two runs in the fourth. Both two-run shots. Brewer did it once, and Gallison does it again. And Sanchez again on a strike, 0-2. So 0-2 count. Four runs for the Raptors, zero for Green Bay. And down the plate for a strike. Carlson can't believe it. Sanchez strikes out Carlson in three pitches. So Aiden Brewer, a two-run shot, his first time up. And one gone. So the shortstop. Aiden Brewer. He'll set in and see a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike with one down. Sanchez, the 0-1, and down the plate. Brewer sees it at 0-2. So Anthony Gallison, a two-run shot. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. The 0-2 from Sanchez outside of the zone. 0-2. For a ball, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes with one down. Brewer got his first home run of the season and swings and misses up top. He goes down. So back-to-back strikeouts. Levi Jensen now with a base hit. His first time at the plate. Two down. Four runs for the Raptors. Two in the second, two in the fourth. Sanchez looks and a changeup down the plate. And goes once again and once more. Looks like he's really dialed in after that second two-run home run he's given up. Struck out Carlson and Brewer. And now the 0-2 here on Jensen outside of the zone for ball 1-2. A ball, two strikes with two gone. Looking in is Sanchez. He kicks the 1-2 to Jensen, and a swing and a ball popped up back behind home plate. Five hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs because of it. The 1-2 home. Jensen swings and misses. He goes down. So three straight strikeouts for Brett Sanchez. He's up to six, but gives up a two-run home run from Anthony Gallison. Raptors in front, 4-0. We'll step aside as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. one of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fourth inning, as Wisconsin Rapids in front 4-0. Two-run home runs, Brewer and Gallison. Jack Coleman will lead off. He was walked his first time up and lines a ball out of play on the right field side. 0-1. So around the league right now, in the Great Lakes West, you have the Dock Spiders in front over the Mallards, 1-0. Just down at Herb Aker Field as a swing and a ball popped up into Lordoy. Really just has to walk to his right, reaches out and lets the ball drop into his glove for one gone. Now Carlos Hernandez, who flew out to center as well, his first time at the plate, he's 0-1. So yeah, the Dock Spiders in front 1-0 over the Mallards. And then down in Lakeshore, you have Wausau in front 1-0 over the Chinooks. So Rafters, though, they got to continue to play a great game so far. Only allowed one hit. Thanks to Bryson Pear, 6 strikeouts for him. And the 1-0 and a bouncer pulled out third base side. A 1-1. So ball and a strike with one gone. And the 1-1 a swing and a miss this time for Hernandez, 1-2. So 1-2. 1 down. Looking for strikeout number 7 is Parrish. He'll set. And a check swing and he gets him. Bryson Parrish up to 7 strikeouts erupting today. Hernandez goes down and Mateo Matthews, who flew out to left last time at the plate. Parrish has gone 3 2/3, has allowed a hit, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Unbelievable. He'll go in, and a fastball popped out left side and out of play. So no balls, a strike, and 2 down. The count runs at 0-1. 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters have really just played a great game so far. They have a lot of work to do, though. Still at least 5 more innings of baseball. So 0-2 is the count with 2 gone. Looking in is Parrish. He'll step. Wind the 0-2 home and a check swing and he gets him once more. 8th strikeout for Bryson Parrish and just continues to go to work. We head to the top of the 5th. Rafters in front 4-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks, or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Comforts and conveniences to insurance. Top of the fifth inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Raptors in front, 4-0, a two-run home run in the second from Brewer, and then last inning, a two-run shot from Anthony Gallison. Both in the right center field, so top of the order with Ty Johnson, who walked and grounded out to short, as he'll see a strike from Brett Sanchez. Sanchez, the Green Bay Rocker ace, but he struggled today. 73 pitches, has allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, a walk, but 6 strikeouts, and works in at a ball 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. The count runs at 1-1. And the 1-1 from Sanchez at a fastball paints the left edge of the zone, 1-2. So ball, 2 strikes. And Brett Sanchez, he'll come set in once again. Kicks in the 1-2 to Johnson, and a swing and a ball popped up into right field. Running after it is Holman, who does not make the grab, lost his footing. They're where near the pitchers are. But 1-2 still. So Jack Coleman seemed like he could have got that ball, but just tripped up off on the turf. A 274 batter, Ty Johnson, who was 1-2 Raptors to cross home plate yesterday. He'll see the 1-2 and pop it up once more. A ball, 2 strikes. Ty Johnson, the Flower Mound, Texas native, and sets in the 1-2 home, and a swing and a ground ball that stays fair towards the second baseman. Zielinski underhands it to Matthews at first, and Johnson goes down. So a ground out to short and a ground out to second from him. He's 0-2. Jorge Degani with 2 flyouts to right has made good contact. But unfortunately for him, he hasn't able to see that ball and get down yet. Leads the team in batting average with a .319. 12 RBIs. Sanchez sets. And the first ball popped away. Back behind. No balls, a strike. Count runs at 0-1. Sanchez kicks and serves. And there's a strike, 0-2. Sanchez, a guy that leads the league in strikeouts prior to this game, 63. You would think that he'd win the pitcher's duel with Parrish. And a swing and a weak bouncer towards the shortstop, Kelly, who charges it, looks to barehand it, wasn't able to make the throw. Lost the grip of the ball. And getting to base is Jorge Degani. And that comes in as a hit. So 6 hits for the Raptors. Brendan Bobo now is up. 0-2. Both strikeouts have been swinging. Perhaps his time is now to add to the Raptors' hit total. So 1 gone. And looking in is Sanchez. And it comes out for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Degani at first. And Bobo will set in. And there's another ball just outside of the zone. Two away here, top of the fifth for Green Bay. 4-0 lead. Sanchez sets, turns, and serves. And there's a pitch that finds a way in the strike zone, 2-1. The count runs at 2-1 with one gone. The 2-1 from Sanchez. Down the plate once more in 2-2. Bobo has not found an answer for Sanchez yet. Both of his strikeouts have come swinging. O'Doy is on deck. Tagadi with a base hit to the shortstop. He'll stand at first. One down. The 2-2 to Bobo. Just outside on the left edge for a full count. Not many full counts we've seen Sanchez get into. So the count runs full. At first is Degatti. Sanchez looks down and does once more. He doesn't like the pitch. He'll come set in the payoff, and Bobo swings and misses. Up top, Sanchez gets him for the third time in a row. All three strikeouts for Bobo have come swinging. So Orlando Lordoy, he'll step in now 0-2, grounded out to short and struck out swinging. Bobo leads the team in strikeouts, and now up to 42. To Gandhi at first. Green Bay trails 4-0. And the first pitch outside of the zone comes high for a ball. A 1-0. So 1-0 count. Looking in at Sanchez. He'll come down, step and serve. And a swing and a ball lifted high, popped into the right field side. Holman reaches out and makes the grab on the first baseline for the third out. But nonetheless, the Raptors still in front 4-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, Zane Zielinski will step in for the Rockers as he got on base via error from Degatti as he swings and hits a popped up ball into right field. Bobo comes out and makes an easy grab for the first out. So one gone. Zielinski goes down and this brings up Austin Folley, who struck out swinging. Parrish goes to work again. Fastball outside. He's up to 56 pitches, is allowed a hit, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. Unbelievable day for Bryson. Swings and misses at this one is folly. 1-1. A ball, a strike, and one out here, bottom five. And the 1-1 outside, but a changeup outside of the zone, 2-1. Pair sets the 2-1 home. Fastball down low, swings and misses once more, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes with one out. Parrish looking for strikeout number nine. Can he get so? The 2-2 swing and a ball popped up high, towering into shallow right field. Johnson comes back and makes an easy catch for the second out. So bottom of the order with Kyler Zukowski, who struck out swinging. 0-1. Setting in, a swing and a ground ball towards Degatti. Catches on a short hop bounce, and the throw across the diamond towards Broussard for the third out. So Rafters go three up and three down. We head to the top of the six. They lead 4-0 here on WFHR.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning as Wisconsin Rapids in front 4-0. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as they've had six hits in comparison to Green Bay's one. Well, a pitching change in store for Green Bay, so they've called to the bullpen, and a left-hander and the native of Phoenix, Arizona, Jake Liberta at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. 19 games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 29 and two-thirds innings of work. He's allowed 30 hits, 28 runs, but 15 strikeouts for a 7.58 ERA. He picked up the win against Battle Creek back on July the 22nd. He appeared against the Rafters on May the 31st, went 2 1/3 inning, had a strikeout and allowed a hit. And appeared against them on July the 12th where he went 2/3 of an inning and 3 walks. So Liberta will work in up at a changeup low of the zone. So around the league right now, you have the Dachsbinders in front 3-0 over Madison. They've out-hit them 6-0, so Fond du Lac, if they win that game, they would be tied first place with the Mallards, both at 14-11. Wausau, they're in a 1-1 ball game with Lakeshore right now. So Liberta will work in the 2-2, and a swing and a liner into right field. That gets down before Holman can make the grab, and Garrett Broussard, his second hit of the day. So here come the Rafters once more. Anthony Gallison, a two-run shot. They've really had the bats going. They've out-hit Green Bay 7-1. So Gallison, 2 for 2, a base hit and a two-run shot into right field. Liberta sets. There's a fastball, paints the zone. So Brett Sanchez, he went 5 innings, 89 pitches, allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, a walk, but 7 strikeouts. Setting in is Liberta. He looks off over at first, and the 0-1 to Gallison. And down the plate, 4 strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Broussard at first. He's 2 for 3. And Gallison will set in. Looks the 0-2 from Liberta, and a swing and a hard hit ground ball to Zielinski at second. The throw to Kelly at second. The throw back to first. And there's a double play. A 4-6-3 double play this time. So Zielinski to Kelly to Matthews.
Down batted. Raptor designated hitter.
So the DH, Kyle Carlson, lined out to second and struck out looking. So good play there from Green Bay. A team that is fifth in the league in fielding percentage with a .969. And you can see why as Carlson smashes it out of play and fouled off 0-1. So this would be a good bounce back win if the Raptors can hang on here. Still a lot of ball game left to be played. But the 0-1, Carlson pops out back away. 0-2.
There's another foul ball brought to you by Tri-City West.
So Liberta would be retiring the side in 3 batters, even though he gave up a hit. A ground out 4-6-3 double play as Carlson swings and misses. Liberta gets his first strikeout of this afternoon. Carlson goes down. We head to the bottom of the 6-4-0. Raptors in front.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 79 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. Mid-80s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So we return for the bottom of this sixth inning as Cooper Kelly will lead off in the top of the order 0 for 2. He flew out to left and struck out swinging. Bryson Parrish on the mound once more as the sun starting to come out into right field now. And that's always great to see, especially after it's been unlucky with the weather. They've had a game pushed back due to the air quality this year back on June the 29th. But nothing with the rain. They've been really lucky, but they've been unlucky since the All-Star break. But fortunate to get that game in yesterday in the 1-1. Low of the zone at a ball. 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike here on Kelly. The Kansas Jayhawk from Overland Park, Kansas. He'll set in and see a strike. 2-1. 2-2. So Bryson Parrish looking for 9 strikeouts. He's already up to 8. And the 2-2 bounced away into the dugout down there where Brian Dyer is sitting next to Coach Bob Galetta, Kirk Schreider, calling commands to his infield. The 2-2 to Kelly and swings and misses. Bryson Parrish, 9 strikeouts. This is unbelievable. 9 strikeouts on 67 pitches. So A.J. Onzai, who's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Parrish goes to work, and a swing and a liner drifted into left field. Gallison comes to cut it off. And taking a sharp turn towards second, but retreating back in time is Onzai. And he's 2-for-3, though. Struck out his first time up at the plate, but back-to-back base hits as JoJo Jackson, who's 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. So Onzai at first. Rafters have held the Rockers scoreless. And Jackson will see a ball inside. 1-0. Only 2 hits, and both of those have come from Onzai. And everybody else unable to get a hit. So we'll find out as Parrish will set in the 1-0 and a swing and a low bouncer. Broussard comes to chase it down, cuts off Jackson as he tags him on the first base line, but getting to second is Onzai. So Jack Holman now, who walked and flew out to center. 0-for-1 on the UCLA Bruin from Wrightwood, California. At second is Onzai. Parrish, 9 strikeouts. Sets. And up on the inside edge at a fastball. 1-0. 1-0 count. 2 gone. Parrish will set in once more and bounce a ball into the turf for a 2-0 count. So bottom of the 6. Looks like Mitchell Whitcamp will be warming up down there for Wisconsin Rapids. So Whitcamp looks like he'll take over the pitching duties after this inning, most likely. And there's another ball, 3-0. On deck is Carlos Hernandez. Parrish. Sets, kicks, and the 3-0 popped out backside. So 3 balls a strike with 2 down. Onzai with a base hit, and he gets a second off of a tag out from Broussard to Jackson. The 3-1 and a swing and a ground ball towards Johnson, who charges it at second, unable to field it. That ball rolls behind him. On his way home is Onzai. He'll slide in, cleat first home, as there's the first run of the game for Green Bay. Ty Johnson commits an error. You just don't see that from him. So a run gets home from an error from Johnson. Green Bay cuts this to 4-1, their first run of this game. So Carlos Hernandez now. Hernandez 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Parrish works in, and Hernandez lines one into right center. That goes off the wall on his way to third. Is Holman. So Hernandez to first, Holman to third, and now the bat's at the corners. The runner's at the corners, and here come Green Bay. So a base hit for Hernandez. Mateo Matthews flew out to left and struck out swinging. Brian Dyer, the pitching coach, having a word with his pitcher and all the infield as well. Two down. So Dyer just going to have a word with his infield and his pitcher. Because, I mean, this inning, there was two outs with a base hit. So Mateo Matthews, two gone. The Wagner College product, they're going to need his services here. And is at first, Holman at third. Parrish works on a ball this time, bounces low. Yeah, Whitcamp is warming up now in the bullpen. A 1-0 count, two down. The 1-0 from Parrish. Let's see how he handles some adversity here. You know, right now, he's being tested. Let's see how he can get out of this inning. Because he's given up three hits. Two have come in this inning. Bottom six, already a run scored for Green Bay. Parrish, nine strikeouts. Looking to get in double digits with 10. Matthews struck out his last time up at the plate. And swings and pops up a ball into shallow left. Gallison looks to track it down and makes the catch for the third out. So Parrish does well to get out of this inning. Only gives up a run. We head to the top of the seventh. 4-1, Raptors in front.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Wisconsin Rapids in front 4-1. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR for this Sunday afternoon matinee between Green Bay and Wisconsin Rapids. It's the last time the Raptors will be here at Capital Credit Union Park this season, in the regular season, because Green Bay already has clinched the first half playoff. So perhaps if the Raptors can sneak their way in to getting a playoff berth in the second half, perhaps these two teams would meet. Here again. So we'll find out, though. Raptors are going to have work to do. They gave up a run in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 4-1. Aiden Brewer, a two-run shot his first time up and struck out swinging. So he's one for two. Jake Liberta on the mound once more. Strikeout, giving up a hit on 10 pitches as Brewer hits a high fly ball into the right field line. And colliding with each other is Zielinski and Holman. Zielinski makes the grab. A lack of communication there, but Zielinski staying down. And he looks to be okay, but boy, they ran into each other. So fortunate that he's okay. You never like to see a player get injured in any sport. So Levi Jensen here, bottom of the order, with a base hit and struck out swinging. Jensen batting a .091. 7 RBIs, now up to 10 hits, though, on the season. And up above the zone on Liberta on a first pitch ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count, one gone. And Jensen, the North Alabama catcher, and sees a ball in the dirt. Liberta, the left-hander. As Jensen will see ball again, 3-0. So top of the seventh, 2 runs for the Raptors in the second, 2 runs in the fourth, both by home runs. There's been 5 combined home runs this series by both teams. As Jensen will see the 3-0 and get walked. Up above the zone on that pitch. So Levi Jensen, a base hit, a strikeout, and a walk. Top of the order with Ty Johnson. Walked, grounded out to short, and also grounded out to second. So Ty Johnson 0 for 2. 274 batter. As Hernandez having a word with his pitcher, Jake Liberta. So Levi Jensen at first, and you know, you look at it, if the Raptors just can continue, you know, to play well on the offensive side, but right now, you know, if they can hold it defensively, they'll win the game. So defense is the uttermost important, but building on your lead is also important as well. So Liberta works and throws low. Now the ball 1-0. So 1-0 count, top 7. Sets, fires, and bounces that ball in the turf. 2-0. Jensen at first after he was walked. Brew popped out to second. Liberta looks in, lifts his leg high, and delivers. And there's a strike, 2-1, at a fastball that works in on the left part of the zone. 2-1. One gone, 2 balls a strike. Liberta looks off at first. And now it looks like a balk on Liberta here. Jensen to second. He can't believe it. Fans disagreeing with that in the stadium here. Beautiful park in Capital Credit Union Park. Raptors looking to end their regular season here on the right note. So there comes in a ball once more, 3-1. 3 balls a strike. A 1 gone. Setting in is Liberta. Looks at second. The 3-1 to Johnson. Bounces in the dirt. And Ty Johnson on his way to first now. So Johnson walked. Back-to-back walks for Liberta. And Chris Kreplin now going to step out and have a word. As Liberta's day is done, he doesn't look too happy with himself. Yeah, it is done. So Liberta, he is done. And this will bring a new pitcher in for the Rockers. So Jake Liberta, 1 1/3 innings of work, 20 pitches, allowed a hit, 2 walks, and a strikeout. So Johnson at first, Jensen at second. But I tell you, quite the turnaround for the Raptors. I mean, given what yesterday was, just couldn't get much going on both sides of the ball. And then today have looked a lot different. So credit them in what they've done to get back here. And this looks to be number 12, Tyler Horvath. And Horvath, a Northwoods League All-Star. So a guy that appeared in the Northwoods League All-Star game, went two-thirds of an inning and allowed three hits. But this season, he has played in 18 games, a 5-2 record with four saves. 30 and a two-third innings of work. He's allowed 20 hits, 5 runs, 36 strikeouts for a .88 ERA. So he's got a wicked arm. And he appeared for Kokomo, the Jackrabbits, back in 2022, where he appeared in 21 games, 60 strikeouts, and 43 innings of work. So a guy that can really paint the zone. So he is one of the best pitchers in the bullpen for the Rockers. So definitely a guy that they can rely on out of Case Western Reserve from Twinsburg, Ohio, the junior. Rightfully so. I mean, I tell you, the Raptors have seen the ace, Brett Sanchez, and they picked him apart. They did well against Liberta, who wasn't really one of their better pitchers in the bullpen for Green Bay, but now one of their top pitchers, Tyler Horvath. So, also appeared in the Major League Dreams Showcase back in 2022, where he went an inning and had a strikeout. So, Horvath has been around at Division III program in Northeast Ohio, Case Western. I mean, a .88 ERA is spectacular. So, the third baseman, Jorge Degatti, now flew out to right twice and also had a base hit. Johnson at first, Jensen at second. Only one down here in the top of the seventh. Tyler Horvath will set in. He bends down and fires at a fastball. And the throw from Hernandez over to Zielinski at second. He tags out Jensen. What a play. And what a throw. That was a 2-4 put out. Jensen goes down, just gets him in the nick of time. So now two down. Four to one is the lead. Lead is definitely not safe. Two hits for Green Bay back in the last inning. Horvath had a changeup. High on a ball, 2-0. So Degatti has come into Wisconsin Rapids and has made an impact right away, leading the team in batting average and has so for a while. The third baseman will see the 2-0. Down the plate at a strike, get a fastball, 2-1. Johnson at first, he was walked. Two down. The 2-1 from Horvath. Bounces in the dirt. Johnson was looking at second, but retreats back there now. Three balls a strike. Two gone. And checking off over at first and throwing it high was Horvath. Matthews, fortunate. He's 6'5". It wasn't too high for him. Three balls a strike. Looking in is Horvath. He'll deliver and a swing and a miss low as Johnson was on his way to second, but there's a 3-2. Ball bounced away from Hernandez, but umpire did not rule that as a time to steal a base, so Johnson at first. Count runs full. Tyler Horvath, five pitches. Sets the payoff and popped away right side. So full count once more. Top of the seventh. Two down. Three balls, two strikes. Horvath bends in low at the knee on the first base side of the mound. He'll set in, his glove high near his head. The full count and the pitch outside for Degatti to take first. So three straight walks for the Green Bay bullpen. Brendan Bobo 0 for 3. All three of his at-bats, he struck out swinging. Sanchez got him all three times. So perhaps Bobo sees a different pitcher. Perhaps a different result. You have Degatti at first, Johnson the second in scoring position. A one away, top of the seventh. Horvath sets high and delivers up above the zone. And a ball 1-0. And a 1-0 count, two gone. Horvath puts his glove high above his head. And a foul ball out behind home plate, 1-1. So ball strike, two down. And the count runs at 1 apiece. The set, the serve, and Bobo just lines this away, fouled on the right side. Brendan Bobo, 10 home runs for him, 37 RBIs. He had an RBI yesterday into right field. Leads the team in both those categories, also leads the team in strikeouts, though. And he's up to 42 strikeouts, so it's a lot of RBIs, but strikes out a good amount. Two down, and the 1-2 home to Bobo, and a swing and a liner into right field. That stays fair this time. On his way home is Johnson, taking a sharp turn around. Third is Degatti. He'll go home. The throw from Matthews at the plate to Hernandez is not in time. So a two-run RBI double for Brendan Bobo, and now Wisconsin Rapids up 6-1. 39 RBIs. Johnson and Degatti both get home. Well, Bobo was not going to be quiet for the entire day. How about that? Lordoy now 0 for 3. Rafters in front 6-1. A big lead for them and providing them a little bit more comfort. Horvath looks at second to Bobo. He'll fire in the first delivery to Lodoy and bounces low of the zone. A 1-0. count, one away. Lordoy misses up top, in for a strike, 1-1. A great response on both sides of the ball. This team looks night and day different from yesterday. And Bobo at second. On the 1-1 home, and a swing and a liner up the middle. Coming to cut it off is Jackson. On his way home is Bobo. The throw from Jackson, the tag from Hernandez, and it's not in time. Brendan Bobo gets home, and that is big there for Orlando Lordoy. A one-run RBI double. And now the Raptors is up 7-1. So Lordoy, he steps up, makes a play. And now, is it a pitching change for Horvath? Kreplin comes out. And I think it might be. 7-1. Raptors erupting here in the seventh. I mean, there is a pitcher warming up for Green Bay. But a 7-1 lead for the Raptors. Green Bay's been hot as of recent. They've won 7 of their past 8. But if the Raptors can hang on today, they'd get back to 500, 11-11 in the second half. Meanwhile, you got Lakeshore taking a 2-1 lead over Wausau. And Fond du Lac up 4-0 against Madison to the Dock Spiders. Since they've lost to the Raptors, they've been playing excellent baseball. They've won 3 straight and possibly could make it 4. But Broussard is now due up and he'll see a strike. So Horvath remains on the mound. 0-1 is the count with one away. Here at top of the 7th. Lordoy at 2nd. Horvath has struggled. He'll look in on Broussard, who's 2-for-3. And a swing and a bouncer over to Horvath, who catches it up in the glove. And the throw to first to Matthews. He gets him for the 3rd out. But the Raptors, 3 runs. They lead 7-1. We head to the bottom of the 7th here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR Program Director James and Head of Production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the 7th inning, a 7-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs in the top half of this inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as this team has looked just completely different from yesterday. At this point yesterday, they were down 7-0. Well, here today, they're up 7-1. So Bryson Parrish, his day is done. He went 6 innings, 79 pitches, allowed 3 hits, a run, a walk as well, but 9 strikeouts, a career high for him this season. So Mitchell Whitcamp, he'll step in and take over the pitching duties. A guy out of Bel Air, Maryland from Salisbury University, the Division III powerhouse. He's appeared in 8 games, 13 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 19 hits, 18 runs with 8 strikeouts as well for a 9.4845 ERA. He appeared against the Rockers on July the 12th, went 4 innings. He allowed 3 hits, a run, three hits, 3 runs, and 2 strikeouts. So Whitcamp, he'll take over. The right-hander stands tall at 6'4". So Zane Zielinski will lead off. He got on base via an error from DeGatti and flew out to right. So, unbelievable day for Bryson Parrish. Mitchell Whitcamp now. It's his turn to step in and carry the Raptors to victory. As he'll set in, and a liner, the jumping above and making the grab is Brewer at short. So, good play there from Aiden Brewer. And Austin Folley now struck out and popped out to second. Seven runs in comparison to the Rockers' 1. Raptors 9 hits to 3. They've committed 2 errors in the field, hasn't slowed them down a bit. Kyler Zukowski, Austin Folley, Kyler Zukowski on deck. Folley 0 for 2.